This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's face the music now. It's time for us to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers. You find the list at talkers.com. Also on the DJV social media and Facebook pages at djvshow.com. The top stories of the week from all the research that's done by Michael and his staff, top 10 stories, and the people list as well. Sometimes there's a connection, sometimes there isn't. That is between the people and the stories. But no matter what, it's always exciting to go through these things and to pick out some ancillary conversations that are applicable to folks who really love this format. So as usual, Michael, we'll start off with the stories, if you will, please, in the people list.
Okay, here we go. At number 10, we have the space race, the billionaire space race.
Woo-hoo!
At number 9.
Yeah, I'm going to get one of those tickets. You want to buy a ticket with me?
I'll buy a ticket for you.
A lottery deal. Oh, you don't want to go up on it?
No, no.
Really?
No, I would love to do it in theory, but I'm afraid of all kinds of problems.
Really?
So. Space, we could talk about that in a moment.
Running out of gas or something?
Space is a dangerous place.
Yes, it is.
There's
a lot more of it than there is anything else.
Oh, there's so much space. My gosh. Mm-hmm. Number 9, we have Haiti, Cuba, and Afghanistan. At number 8, we have U.S. relations with China and Russia, so we have a big foreign affairs block at 8 and 9. At number 7, we have our science and weather segment, heat wave and climate change.
And the moon wobble.
The moon wobble and Western Europe is now flooding. And
you see those houses that collapsed in Germany?
Terrible.
Ooh,
terrible,
wow.
Terrible.
That was the same weather we had here. Like last, it shows you how connected we all are. That's the same storm that blew through, you and I live in Massachusetts, blew through Massachusetts last week and dumped 4, 5, 6 inches of rain in as many hours. It's the same storm. Went across the North Atlantic and just pounded it into Europe.
Wow.
It was the same storm. Just kept going.
I thought the storm that we just had here was the remnant of Hurricane.
Yeah, but that's exactly.
Ella.
And it just kept going across the North Atlantic.
Wow.
That's how these things go. Oh, yeah. It was really. And to put it into perspective, the entire state of California so far this year hasn't had 2 inches of rain. And yet you and I experienced 2 inches of rain in about 4 hours last week.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Well, it's, I guess it's out of whack, but then again, I don't know.
It really
know,
isn't. If you look
I don't know what
planet,
whack is.
Yeah, exactly, right. Yeah,
yeah, really. Yeah. I haven't been. It's before my time. I don't remember what went on, 500 years ago. Number 6.
Where
have
you been all my life?
Yeah. All right, well, at number 6, the aforementioned number 6, the southern border crisis and immigration reform. At number 5, we have inflation, the infrastructure, and the spending bill. At number 4, we have voter legislation and 2020 election fraud claims. This continues, and many people call it the big lie. Mm-hmm. At number 3, the January 6th investigation, CPAC took place, and debate over critical race theory, part of the ongoing discussion of race relations. At number 2, a bunch of Trump books. And at number 1, we have, of course, COVID-19. We're talking about the Delta variant. We're talking about vaccines. We're talking about a syndrome now referred to by doctors as long COVID. And that's basically the stories of the week. The people on our survey, we have Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos, the astronauts, at number 10. And we have Jovenel Moise, the assassinated president of Haiti, at number 9. Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping at 8. Mitch McConnell at 7. Joe Manchin at 6. Nancy Pelosi at 5. Kevin McCarthy at 4. Mark Milley at number 3. Donald Trump at 2 and Joe Biden at number 1. And there you go, a snapshot of the week's most talked about people and subjects.
Yes, Tom Brady didn't make it into the list, which is amazing considering that he played all of last season with a serious injury. Did you see that? I figure a big Patriots fan that you are, you'd have seen that and thought, wow, what an amazing player. Even more amazing than we thought he was.
He should be in a Marvel movie. He's, you know, Brady man. Frankly, I'll be honest with you. Yes. I did not hear about it. I have been very unfocused on sports this past week. So what happened with Brady?
Well, he just had, somebody, somehow it leaked. He was very tight-lipped about it this past season, but it leaked that he had a fully torn collateral ligament in his left knee, which he injured early in the season. Actually, I think it was with, he may have had the first go-around when he was with the Patriots, and it never healed properly, and he got whacked in the beginning of the season, played with it all season. I don't think anybody noticed him limping or anything else, but apparently he was in a lot of pain.
And what the hell does he need this for? What is? But
yeah,
no. Why is he?
Well, but it's your ego, isn't it, when you get to this point?
Well, yeah, look, there are different schools of thought on this. No matter what, he's a human being, and he's going to reach that point where he has diminished skills. It'll either be a slow fade, or it's going to be what they call in football the cliff, where you suddenly fall off the cliff and things go bad. With his background, quit while you're ahead. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't need, you know, he's the GOAT, the greatest of all time. Mm-hmm. And why, when you go on that football field, you are risking your life on the same level as if you go into battle with the military. It's that dangerous. It is really that dangerous. And why does he do that? Is it ego? I don't know. I mean, I don't get it. I would have quit. Two times, if I were Brady, I would have, there would have been two occasions upon which I would have quit. I would have quit after the comeback in Atlanta. What a way to go out. And I definitely would have quit after this past season, coming back with another team and winning the Super Bowl. And now that you're telling me he did it with an injury, what the hell is wrong with him? Like, what's his issue?
What's his problem?
You know, what's he trying to prove?
Maybe
you know?
He's trying to look like a hero in his wife's eyes.
Hmm. Well, if he has to do that to be a hero in her eyes, then I don't know. Maybe he married the wrong gal.
Yeah, I should have married, what's her face, Bridget Monaghan from Blue Bloods. Got a child with her. Let's make her an honest man.
You know, she grew up in one of the local towns here in Western Mass that in which I dwell. And
I didn't know that.
Hero. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she went to same high school my son went to.
Really?
So, So there's a little contingent in this particular area of people who still hold it against Brady.
Got it. All right, 14 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here at your service. Talk about COVID, the vaccination thing, how it's going to affect us going forward. The pandemic, generally speaking, underscoring how susceptible we are to things in the air we breathe. After all, the things that are bad that come into your body come in through your mouth, your nose, or your eyes. And more things come through your nose than any other part of the body because that's where most of the action is, the airflow is, the in and out. Bacteria, pollution, allergens, viruses, all of that stuff passes through your nose. That's why most of the doctors that I know agree it's important to keep your nose clean, like you wash your hands in the morning, you brush your teeth morning and night, so you should use the Navage to properly clean the nasal passage and get the crusty stuff out that holds onto all of those things that get in the way of your breathing well. Nasty dust, allergens, pollution, potentially dangerous bacteria and viruses. All of that stuff gets trapped in your nose. So if you are looking for a way to really clean it out, keep it clean, especially now where there's so much confusion about, do I want to get a shot? I don't want to get a shot. How do I protect myself? Immune systems, all that stuff. Do yourself a favor. Go online to Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, spelled as it sounds, Navage.com, and check out all of the things that make this so easy to do. It's a 30-second process. How long do you spend? You should spend 2 minutes at least brushing your teeth so you can spend 30 seconds cleaning out your nose. Check it out at the website, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. You can order the appliance there as well. That's Navage.com. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. All right, it's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. That's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. All right, meanwhile, back to the serious business of going through the stories in the people list. I'm
why are you laughing?
Tell the people why you're laughing.
Michael and I are just comparing our old sound effects stuff from back in the moldy, oldy, goody, goldy days of our rusty rack of wrinkled record playing. All right, I want to know, as a business owner, how you talk to your employees about COVID vaccinations. What do you say to the people that work with you, or any? Do you say anything? You say you ought to get a shot. You're not telling them they can't come to work if they haven't had a shot. But how, as a manager and an owner, do you encourage employee vaccination, or do you get involved in that at all?
Well, the people that I work with, I've worked with for decades.
Yeah.
So we're sort of like family.
Yep.
So there's no official policies. Yeah. And we have been at Talkers 95% virtual for over 10 years.
Uh-huh.
We're in business for 31 years. So it's not like we have this central newsroom where we're all in the same place. We have reporters and people all over the country. So we've been practicing virtual for a long time. But basically, I encourage everybody that I know to seriously consider vaccination. I think the odds are more in your favor or your family's favor if you're vaccinated than if you're not.
Yeah, I agree. That's very inspiring the way you put that, too. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. It's not about politics. It's about common sense and what you want for you and your family, how you want to live your life, et cetera, et cetera. 21 after the hour.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now. The weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. Apologize a little bit for my voice. Excuse me. I think I even feel it myself. I don't often hear what I sound like. Do you ever listen to yourself? Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here.
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yeah, okay. I listen to myself, and I'm critical. I
of what you say or how you say it?
Both. I'm constantly tweaking.
Are you too critical? Do you think you're overly critical? Because you do a lot of guesting with other radio hosts. Mm-hmm. You do during the course of the week. You oftentimes fill in for radio hosts on a number of stations around the country. You do the other program. It's on, what is it, on Wonk in Washington?
Yeah, I do a show called the Michael Harrison Rap, which is...
Right,
yeah. W-R-A-P, not R-A-P.
Right.
And, no, I do a lot of radio. I'm on the radio every day in one form or another.
Right.
What it comes down to is this. I consider radio broadcasting an art form that I have enjoyed participating in as an artist since I'm a kid, mm-hmm. as much as I consider it a vehicle for communicating information. And... the art form aspect of it has always fascinated me, so I'm always brushing up on that aspect of what I do. And you know,
I'd rather listen to other people. I've never thought that I was smart enough or good enough to critique my own work. That's why you've known me for all these 30 years. I've had a number of consultants that have worked with me. None of them as good as the guy that I have now, I don't think anyway, because his way of dealing with me is different than all of the past people that I've had. But I wanted to have, the point is I wanted to have the reflection from somebody else's point of view, because I never thought that I was, I don't know if good enough is the right word, but I never thought, I just think it needs to be, what you do, it needs to be bounced off of somebody else so that you have a different
perspective. Well, there's an old saying, we all need an editor.
Yeah.
And look, you know, it's like the person who represents himself as in a court of law has a bad lawyer, you know, has a fool for a client,
right.
Has a fool for a client. That's the way it goes.
Right.
I mean, you know, everybody needs an editor. Every actor needs a director. One of the most dangerous things in the world is when you have somebody is an actor and the director. Where they direct the movie and they're in the movie.
That
often is a disaster.
I saw a movie that was just that the other day when I was sick. I was in bed and I was watching movies, and there was a movie that Ben Affleck had starred in. It was quite a good movie, actually, but he directed it, and he wrote it, and he produced it. He did everything with it. There's no objectivity to it when you do that. I think that's what you're saying.
Well, in some cases, it's okay, but it could be better if somebody were there.
All right, let's carry that through to talk radio and the things that we talk about, or maybe even to politicians. It's long been said that presidents lose touch with the reality once they get into the White House. They don't have any money, they can't drive a car, they aren't part of the outside world, so they lose touch with reality. And one wonders then how they do bring themselves back around, or do they ever? Is it possible for them to be so out of touch that they really don't know what is going on with the people that they're supposed to be helping manage, you know, their lives?
Well, the biggest problem facing presidents is self-induced, is they surround themselves with yes men or yes people. And you know, people are afraid to tell the president, who's also their boss, perhaps, that they work
in the
administration. You're wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
But oftentimes, consultants, let's go back to just daily business, consultants often tell their clients what their clients want to hear.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Because most people hire consultants to confirm that they're on the right track, not to tell them they're on the wrong.
Right. Yeah. So what's the point? Why waste your money? Why waste your time? I think that's it. You don't learn from doing the same thing over and over again either, by the way, because you got to, you know, one of the things that you and I have talked about often is my looking over my shoulder to see who is behind me coming up. What are they going to do? What are they doing? What do I think they're going to do? So you try to be one step ahead of them. That's true in business in general. All the most successful businesses, I think, have got people who are really good at seeing into the future, or they have somebody around that's good at that. 28 past the hour on the top.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden hosted German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the White House. He talked about the likely agenda for the joint futures forum that's being set up.
We need to make sure that the rules of the road governing the use of emerging technologies advance freedom, not authoritarianism and repression. And we need to promote a sustainable and inclusive economic recovery that enhances the prosperity and opportunities for all.
Merkel mentioned through an interpreter the heavy flooding that's killed at least 60 people in her country and in Belgium.
My heart goes out to all of those who in this catastrophes lost their loved ones or who are still worrying about the fate of people still missing.
Dozens of people are still missing after heavy rains in Western Europe caused heavy flooding. There's also flooding in Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and northern France. This is USA Radio News. Los Angeles County announced it's going to reinstate indoor mask mandates amid surging COVID-19 cases. The mandate applies regardless of whether they've been vaccinated against the virus. COVID-19 cases are rising in 45 states as the more infectious Delta virus has become more prominent. Nike wants disgraced lawyer Michael Avenatti to pay fines for trying to extort them out of millions of dollars. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
The Oregon-based company is seeking just over $856,000 from the lawyer, who was given 2.5 years in prison for his actions in the scheme. Nike's financial request is actually a revised one, as the company previously wanted $1.7 million. Avenatti was convicted for threatening to give Nike bad publicity if they didn't pay him millions. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The familiar music of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here for the week ending July 16th, the overview of the top stories and people. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. There are a lot of things we could talk about with regard to the many variations of COVID. Before we do that, I kind of want to go back to something you were saying explaining a minute or two ago, or a few minutes ago, with regard to the Michael Harrison rap. How does that, just explain to the audience how that show differs. I'm sure there are a lot of people that listen to both this approach to looking at the charts and the approach that you take with the rap. So what is it, you're dealing with the same subject matter? How does it vary? It's interesting because, you know, there's always different ways of presenting entertainment and information. So how does that show differ from this?
One of the big differences is that you're not on it. That's a joke. Are you there?
Well, once in a while I have made it onto it, but not with any regularity.
I didn't mean that in any disparaging way. It was just hanging there over the plate. Couldn't resist swinging it.
Perfect.
There's no difference in terms of the topicality. What's different is that I interview people from around the country. Mm-hmm. In the course of an hour, mostly media people, mostly talk show hosts, about the different stories and try to present different points of view so that everybody in the audience will be happy and miserable at the same time.
Equal opportunity offenders. Yeah.
I mean, at the beginning of the show, I tell everybody, I say, try not to get angry. Mm-hmm. Because there's so much of that in talk radio today, you know, trying to play to the audience so that they don't get nasty or angry with you. Consider you a turncoat if you happen to say something that they don't want to deal with.
Isn't that amazing how we become so uncritical in our thinking? And let me give you an example of this. I'd like to know how you would treat the discussion of the so-called Black National Anthem, which basically came, as you know, was written to celebrate Abraham Lincoln's birthday after the Civil War. It's a song called Lift Every Voice and Sing. But it has now become, it's taken on a different persona, if you will, or people look at it differently. And so now people who don't know the history, don't know where the song came from, think it's anti-American. Here the black people are going after the white people again. They have their own anthem. They don't respect our anthem. So how would you handle that in terms of, because there are, I would, you know, there are a lot of different perspectives actually to this.
My personal opinion? Or how would I handle it on the air? Is I would talk about it objectively. Yeah. I would talk about it objectively on the air, because I that's what I do. I try to present, you know, different points of view and clarify them. But personally, to get upset about there being a black national anthem is to me a waste of time. If black people want to have a song that means a lot to them in terms of their culture and they want to call it a national anthem, fine. What harm does that do? Really.
But you see, for some people, you just said it a few minutes ago, everything is a problem for some people. Everybody's got a chip on their shoulder. Somebody's got some problem with somebody or something, no matter where you turn. The one person who took a picture of Caitlyn Jenner at the CPAC thing, one person in the lobby, and what that person posted became the subject of lots of grousing on the air. It was one person. Why should anybody care? This is how the news media and social media, they take pieces of information and they twist it and turn it to make it seem like it was important, and it wasn't.
Something to create indignation, righteous indignation.
Right. I'm upset. There's a black national anthem. Who gives a shit?
Right. Like, so what? You know, it's like, you know, I mean, back in the 50s, they used to call Rock Around the Clock the national anthem of rock and roll. Was that anti-American? Yeah. Some people thought it was. I mean, the point is, you know, anthem is a word that has a meaning.
Right.
And since when do we have to get down on our knees and worship anything? You know, in terms of, you know, the Star Spangled Banner. You know, there was a time when that wasn't the national anthem. That was passed into law by a president in relatively recent history.
Mm-hmm.
That it's the national anthem. We get too hung up on this crap so as to have something to be indignant about, something to be angry about, something to stir up controversy. And none of it is really that consequential. We should be talking more about policy. We should be talking about news that's not out there, that people don't know about. And we should always be mindful of bringing people together, as opposed to stirring up, these divisions that are bringing the country down.
All right. So let me get, you're an insider, and people like to listen to this program, I think, in part because some of the discussion that we have is about the business of this business. Not only the lists and what people say about the list, but who's doing what. Larry Elder has declared himself a patron of the state of California. In a manner of speaking.
Patron?
Yes. He's running for governor, and who knows? He could stand a chance to be governor. I know him pretty well, and you do too. So what do you think? Here's a black guy that works on the conservative radio station in Los Angeles and has a syndicated program as well. He's very smart. I happen to quite like Larry. But I'm wondering, does he have a chance? And how is this being handled by other people who might not want to talk about, oh, he's another guy in another station, we better not talk about him?
A lot of people are talking about people on other stations these days. We're no longer in the world. You and I grew up in a world where you referred
never
to our competition
to
as Brand X.
Right.
You know? You know, Alka-Seltzer, here's what it does in your stomach. Here's Brand X. You know? You know, heaven forbid they say Bromo-Seltzer in an Alka-Seltzer commercial.
Right.
But, the people talk about things. You know, Larry Elder, that's interesting.
I think he has a chance.
I think anybody has a chance. I wouldn't put money on it. But then again, you know, politics is a risky bet anyway.
So you wouldn't put money on much of anything. I'm guessing.
I'm a cheap guy. Is that what you said?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
You
know. Yeah. I wouldn't put money on it either. I'm a cheap guy. I wouldn't. I don't bet on anything. Yeah. Never bet. on anything. I don't know if I'm cheap, but when it comes to stuff like that, it's probably not the right moniker. It's not wanting to waste your money on frivolous items.
I wasn't even talking about it from a standpoint of money. I was talking about it from a standpoint of odds.
Yeah, okay.
That, I wouldn't bet beans on it or millions of dollars. It has mm-hmm. it has nothing to do with my view of money. It has to do with the odds are, when I say I wouldn't bet on it, is I think the odds are against him. However, that being said, maybe he's doing it for the platform.
What does it do to his career as a talk radio personality?
Well, we're talking about him. I think it raises his profile to a certain degree. Of course, it risks his position because they're replacing him with another black conservative.
Right.
You know, which is interesting. The format that says we shouldn't be judging people by their color. or things of that nature, replacing him with another black conservative. These are all syndromes that, even though we may be against them, it's hard to break out of. That being said, I think that Gavin Newsom will probably survive this, recall effort, and a lot of that has to do with the number of registered voters, et cetera, et cetera. And there is no Arnold Schwarzenegger looming in the wings.
Right. If there was somebody big, with a big persona like him, it would change the whole. Yeah, but none of those guys want to get involved in this stuff anymore, with the exception of Matthew McConaughey, who seems to want to run for governor in Texas, right? Mm-hmm. And his chances would be pretty good of winning, I would say, wouldn't you?
Well, name recognition seems to count. We have a history in America of electing celebrities. Ronald Reagan. George Murphy was a senator. He was a song and dance man. You don't hear much about him. Mm-hmm. We have, Al Franken became a senator from Minnesota. Governor of Minnesota was Jesse the Body Ventura. So we had two celebrities. There are cases of this even around the world where well-known comedians have become prime ministers.
Right.
Actresses have become members of Congress.
You don't realize that Xi Jinping was a stand-up comic before he became the leader of China. You know that? Didn't know that? Can you imagine?
Xi Jinping was a comedian?
You didn't know that?
Huh. No, I didn't know that.
Really?
You know, you win a dozen donuts whenever anybody tells me something I don't know. They receive.
Yeah, right. Especially if it's pulling it out of the ethos.
Don't you hate when people bait you and they say, have you ever heard of so-and-so?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to just telling you about it, and then you have to say to yourself, all right, am I being baited here? Maybe it doesn't exist.
Yes.
So I'm honest. I say, no, I didn't know about it.
Yeah, okay, good.
A lot of people fake it. They go, oh, yeah, sure, I've heard about it. And you look silly. You look stupid.
After the fact. All right, so we have the continuing focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, which is what's going on in our lives here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 44 past the hour with Michael and Doug, a focus on your weight, your well-being. The losing of weight has become a paramount importance. More and more people, now that we're going back into COVID, and we've got the Delta variant, and you see the number of people that are being hospitalized because they have various issues around weight. Don't become a statistic. Don't become a victim. Get healthy the right way by losing weight intelligently, or if you do decide to go on some crash diet or even have an operation, it's the support you get after that that keeps the weight off, that keeps you healthy. And the way to do that, pretty much the only way that I know of to do it, is through the all-natural Calitrin, which is a weight loss formula that doesn't have any stimulants, no drugs. It is going to help you be healthy the right way. And it's explained very well. A lot of great examples of people who have been successful, who've gone through various scenarios. You think of the scenario, you'll find somebody who's been through it and has told the story to the folks at Calitrin. You can go to their website, toploss.com, see the success stories. Get excited about what the possibilities are for you. Help yourself. Again, it's toploss.com. That's the website. Use the discount code DJV and get 3 months supply free plus free shipping. Find out how that works. Choose Calitrin, the healthy weight loss choice at toploss.com. On the people side of things, top 10 items include Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos. Branson's been up already. And Bezos going up next week. Jovenel Moise, I believe is the way to pronounce the former president of Haiti. He was the one who was assassinated, number 9. Pukin Putin and that Xinbingling from China. They're in a tied position there at 8. Mitch McConnell at 7. Joe Manchin at 6. Nancy Pelosi at 5. Kevin McCarthy at 4. Mark Milley, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, at number 3. Number 2 is Donald Trump, and number 1 is Joe Biden. I think it's very interesting to note that very infrequently do you see Kamala Harris's name in the top 10 list of the people most talked about. I find that very interesting. No surprise that Biden is there on top. Trump always was when he was president, and he still thinks he's president, so I guess maybe that's why he's number 2. That's the list from Talkers.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are 2 sets for the price of 1. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's 2 sets of Giza Dream Sheets for 1 low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu, so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
These are the charts for this past week ending July the 16th. The official list from Talkers Magazine, the story list, includes at number 10, the ongoing space race. Number 9, our relationships with Haiti and Cuba. Number 8, our relationships with China and Russia. Number 7, what's going on in the Weather Department. Number 6, what's going on in the Immigration Department. Number 5, inflation and infrastructure, spending money, etc., etc. Number 4, voter legislation. The whole business about election fraud still talking, or a part of talking heads conversation. Number 3, investigation into January 6th. Number 2, the books about Donald Trump. And number 1, the Delta variant, whether you should get a vaccine or not. More on COVID-19. That's the story. Those are the stories on the Talkers List this week. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, just what's happening on the Michael Harrison interview this week, Michael?
interesting conversation I had with Michael Zwirling of KSCO in Santa Cruz, a very eccentric, colorful, independent radio station owner. And it's at mhinterview.com. We talk about political correctness, race relations, and the media.
All right, that's it. 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, every once in a while I like to throw in something extra, countdown extra, if you will. And because I'm the host of the American Family Farmers Show, which is about family food and the farm, the family farmers, where you get your food, especially this time of year, there are a number of sites that I've found over the years as a farmer. I'm interested in promoting what I do on my farm and the food that's available here. So I just look every once in a while to see what the top 10 food news websites are from the point of view of someone like you, who's a reader, not necessarily an expert. You want to know where to go to get good advice on what to buy and where to buy it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So in terms of grocery markets, you know, a lot of the grocery stores in our country are owned by British entities. So you might find the FMCG Gurus, which is a website that specializes in consumer and shopper behavior in grocery stores. In other words, are you buying, you can compare what you do when you go to the grocery store versus what other people do when they go to the grocery store. It's kind of interesting how they track the comings and goings. Maybe too much information. You may be angry when you read it to know how much they know about you, in fact, when you're shopping. Number 9 on the list of really good sites for news about food is called Food and Beverage News. It actually started in India, and it spread around the world, provides a comprehensive view of the food and beverage industry, and again, sort of puts us in our place. We always think that America is the king and the top of this, that, and the other thing. Who would have thought the Indians would have a site that was that highly read and touted, frankly? Number 8, again, this is a focus of what's going on in our country, influenced by what's around the world. The Australian Food News, published in Melbourne, is a website that has a lot of opinion and facts about food overseas as well as in Australia. and they have much to say about American food and where it comes from, so it's interesting. Number seven is something called a food industry executive. It comes from Denver, Colorado, reporting about the hottest, most controversial issues in the food industry. That is display, food industry news, where are people getting their food? Are you buying local? Is your supermarket able to buy local? It's foodindustryexecutive.com. That's number seven on the list of these interesting sites. Number six is New Food Magazine. It's an information source described by them for the food and beverage industry, essential reading for anybody involved in food safety. This magazine is really good because the world today is filled with sources of food, and the packaging is very important. We hear every single week the story of a salmonella outbreak, listeria, E. coli or something. And so this new food magazine gives you a lot of information about food safety and what the packages are doing to protect the hygiene of their food. So that's pretty interesting. Number five is a website called Munchies, launched 4 or 5 years ago. It covers not only what's going on in our country, but 11 or 12 other countries. It's about what you eat, what our snacks are. Munchies, content for young people, how food fits into various identities. What are we doing when we, who's going to Arby's for a chicken sandwich, that kind of stuff. And then what kind of snacks are you having while you're watching movies? You know, it's kind of an interesting overview of a very popular market. Next time you go to the grocery store, look at how much space is given to popcorn, to the various chips that are available, to potato chips, you know, that kind of stuff. Number four is a website called Eater that is something that goes across the country to profile what's happening where and when with local food. Number three is a website called Just Food, justfood.com, insights into new things on the retail marketplace. What are you seeing that's new in grocery stores? Food Safety News is number two. That's number two site, most popular. It has breaking news daily is published for everybody's consumption. Again, where the problems are food policy-wise and technology-wise. And Food Dive is the number one website for food news in our country, fooddive.com. Thought you might want to follow some of these, so I'd underscore that one. That's pretty interesting. And their mission is to provide a lot of people like you with a view of the food industry, what's good for you and what isn't. That's fooddive.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with me.